Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 6th of September 2009 and the time is 12:15 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Thomas James William Waller, 23, from Petersfield, Hampshire.
Lovely. And how are you today?
I'm good.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to put yourself forward to be part of One Another?
I'm a big fan of Anthony Gormley's work, and I just really thought to take part and experience it would just be a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I applied, and I didn't expect anything back, and I was a lucky, I suppose, plimper, whatever.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
Well, I didn't have any political reason or charity to go up there, so for me it was just personally to experience it and just kind of understand the piece through my eyes and being up there alone. And so that's what I kind of. And then I thought, while being up there, I thought, let's document it in my own way. So I'm taking my camera up there and then just take a few pictures.
And is photography something that you would do normally? Is that something that you're interested in anyway?
Yes, I am. Because I do graphic design, it's an important part of my work. So it's something I'm interested in. So, yeah. So what I kind of want to plan to do is I'm taking a tripod and just try and get some long exposure shots of Trafalgar Square late at night.
And how are you feeling about going up there now that you're actually here?
Pretty nervous. I don't know if I really want to do it now, but that's just probably nerves. Generally nervous, not really excited for it. Yeah, the anticipation's a bit kind of starting to make me worry a little bit, but yeah, I think I'm going to be fine up there.
What do you think you're nervous about?
I don't know, being alone, kind of being on a platform in front of people. The heckling isn't something that would bother me. I'm not a big fan of heights, but I think generally it's being alone and just kind of being... I'm not very dramatic, and I'm not like an exhibitionist, so for me this is quite a big thing, I suppose. Yeah.
What kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in this overall, do you think?
I don't know really. That I kind of, being up there, I kind of want to kind of feel something, and I don't know what. I kind of think I'm gonna feel lonely at first, but I think just generally just being there and just kind of seeing the world from a different view that you're never ever going to have a chance to, like, be there again. And kind of being with all them kind of Victorian heroes, it's kind of surreal, and not being a hero myself, kind of just a normal person, emotions maybe from that and being British and, you know, being up there. Yeah, I think history would be a big part of me reflecting, and as this is going to be a bit of history, it's interesting. So yeah, I just generally just want to experience whatever comes. Yeah.
Is being British something that's important to you, do you think?
Yeah, nationality is a big important thing for me, and it doesn't matter, you know, what creed you are. I think it's important to have that sense of belonging, and yeah, definitely. And moving to London, I just kind of really want to embrace, like, more a multicultural Britain than maybe the village Britain I see from a little village in Hampshire.
And have you moved to London recently?
Yes, just moved today or yesterday on the 5th. I plan to study at London College of Communication doing graphic design, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Why did you decide to study graphic design?
I've always been artistic, but I tend to like having rules and kind of having more kind of uniform kind of work. And with graphic design, it doesn't have to be kind of clean cut, but generally, as doing fine art foundation course at Chichester College down south, I kind of discovered what I liked most and how I could channel my creative thoughts into a kind of a format, a medium, and graphic design just something that interests me, and I'm really into typography and kind of branding, as boring as it sounds, but yeah, so it was just a way for me to just channel what my creative kind of self, really.
And how are you feeling about doing your degree now and this kind of new chapter, in a way?
I would be lying if I didn't say I was nervous, because it's a big step and it is my life and it's my future, so obviously I want to do well, but then also being kind of going to uni, I just want to enjoy it and meet new people, and kind of it's a second chance, well not second chance, but it's another chapter of your life, I'm just kind of just want it to kind of come now, really. I've got a few weeks to wait and just want to get in there, so.
And when you're not doing your graphics and you're studying, how do you like to spend your time?
Being 23, I tend to like going out a lot. Mostly going out a lot, yeah. I generally do. I love going to exhibitions, and if I have a chance to, I will. But living quite far away, well, quite far away from London, it's an expense to do it. I generally don't actually do that much kind of creative stuff off my own back when I've got a chance to do nothing. I'm a big fan of bikes, so I like to ride. That's generally it.
What kind of bikes?
I've got a fixed gear bike, so one of them.
What's a fixed gear bike?
It's a track bike, and it's just been like customized for the road, and you've got to keep on pedaling, so you can't stop pedaling either, you come off, and it's got no brakes, so to stop you have to skid. So.
And how long have you been doing that?
For the last year. Yeah, and I also play bike polo as well, which is just polo but on bikes. So.
How would you describe yourself, do you think?
Sometimes reserved. Quite outgoing, kind of creative, sociable, relaxed, generally positive. Yeah, that's about it.
And what are your passions in life?
Arts is a big passion for me, probably my biggest passion. Friends, family. And I do love animals, so yeah, I think generally they're my passion, and I'm passionate about politics as well, and just general world affairs.
Okay, is there a particular aspect of politics that you're interested in?
Maybe more the philosophy behind certain parties and certain manifestos and so on. I just generally try and, you know, generally take an interest in politics and about world issues. I studied it when I was younger, A-levels, and I've just generally since then just been very interested in general, yeah, Westminster stuff, I guess, yeah.
Have you got any political alignments yourself?
I would say I'm liberal, but I just think the Liberal Party is just a bit of a waste of time for my vote, and as there isn't a party that really kind of gets me kind of passionate about, but I'd probably say if I voted in the next election, I would vote Conservative.
And why is that, do you think?
Well, I'm a bit disillusioned with Labour, and I prefer Tories' policies over family and social values and free markets.
And do you come from a political family?
Not really. It's something my dad was political. But it was generally just me discovering a certain paper I liked, and I read The Independent, and just generally creating my own interest in it. But not a very political family. Everyone's got their views, but I tend to unless I'm having a conversation about it, I keep my views to myself, and I kind of think that's one of the best policies. Yeah.
What was it like where you grew up?
White, middle class, country, kind of, yeah, that would sum it up.
Have you got any siblings?
Yes, I've got three siblings, younger brother, Joe, an older brother called Daniel, and then an older sister called Claire.
What do you think has sort of, so far as a young man, what do you think has kind of shaped you into the person you are today?
Well, unfortunately, I lost my dad in November, and that has kind of been a massive shock for me as a young man, and that's kind of, it has changed me in kind of doing this and moving to London and getting on my own 2 feet. Generally just certain life experiences I've had, and I just generally think they do make you stronger and kind of make who you are. And I wouldn't change any of my experiences for, say, an easier life or to have, say, a nuclear family. I think every experience is valuable in a certain way.
And what's important for you in terms of your achievements in life?
I do want to succeed in my own field, and become successful in graphic design and graphic communication. And then just being able to have enough money to create a home, and then find love and bring a family into it. Pretty normal, kind of. Yeah.
And, is there kind of, you mentioned that you want to be successful in your field. Have you got any kind of role models or people that have really particularly inspired you with your work or with your sort of inspirations and beliefs?
Not really. I mean, kind of graphic design's kind of thing which you kind of do something and you don't really put your name on it, kind of. What inspires me, I'd say my dad inspires me to be successful, because he was very successful. He's my biggest inspiration, and then friends and kind of who have gone off to uni, that kind of makes you want to do something, sort yourself out. And generally, I don't really have that many inspirations, like, from people. I'm inspired by certain like editorials, like graphic magazine and certain blog sites, which I look at. But, and yeah, I'd say my main inspiration is my father. So.
What was your father like?
Kind of strong-minded, hard to get along with. Generally, I don't know. Someone who did, you know, a go-getter, kind of worked hard, played hard. Fortunately, died young. But I kind of like that ethos of just kind of working hard, and a great friend as well. So.
And tonight you're going to be standing on the fourth plinth. Does it have personal significance for you, this experience?
The more I think about it, and going through this kind of interviewing process and meeting the staff here, the crew, I kind of, me moving to London today or yesterday, it's kind of it's going to be a time that I'm always going to remember. Throughout my whole life, and it is monumental to me, I think, because it's a new chapter, and what a great way to start off as a new chapter, standing on a fourth plinth.
Thank you very much.
Is that all right?